So deep brain stimulation is a technology that was really developed for treating movement disorder. It is the implantation of small wires that can deliver very focal stimulation to a particular area in the brain and can do it continuously using an implanted battery pack, just like a pacemaker. So while we don't classify it as a brain pacemaker, it in essence is. So that by knowing the circuit in the brain that we believe is dysfunctional, by having a particular node in the circuit board that we think is at the center of the problem, we can implant very precisely a device that can modulate that circuit on demand. And we piloted this hypothesis now going back about 5 years in a group of patients who had depression that just could not be treated. They'd failed multiple drugs, failed therapy, failed electroconvulsive shock therapy. Pretty much they were trapped and enslaved by their brain with no chance to be better or not. These people didn't work. They didn't leave their house. Basically, all they could think about was, how can I ever be any other way than I am now? I mean, this is absolute purgatory. And so because of what we believed we knew from our other experiments, we felt as though in the circuit there was a offending node in the brain that if we could modulate its activity very directly, that we could change the state of the network and perhaps help these patients. And we used the technology that had been well established in Parkinson's, and we applied it to the network model that we had for depression. So we piloted this, and much to our delight, the patients came out of their depression. Not only does it hold with chronically stimulating or modulating or pacing this system over time, but actually we could watch patients lift out of the depression in the operating room, on the table, because they were awake when we did the implantation. So it also taught us something about the way in which this network functions. We've always thought about depression and the treatment of depression as taking a very long time, that there need to be plastic changes in the brain, the chemistry needs to change, and that process takes many weeks. And what we saw in the operating room was that part of this pervasive state could actually change immediately. And not that they were well, but that the part of the pervasive psychic pain, that block, that heaviness, that just can't get outside myself to pay attention to anybody else because I'm getting this terrible negative signal, that suddenly just stopped immediately when we stimulated one of the four contacts, and we've been trying to study which is the absolute most precise contact that's best for each person. And it's as if you suddenly are back to a state where other things are possible. But that there's something wrong with the network in these patients, because you then pace them over a long period of time. And if you turn it off over several weeks, their depression will come back. But if the stimulation stays on, and we have patients now that are out 5 years, they're well. They haven't relapsed. So we've done something fundamental to this circuit. We've allowed it to go back to functioning much more normally. So it isn't just that we got them out of their depression. We're keeping them from going back to a depressed state. And one of the things about depression is, usually no matter what you do, people's illness will return. And so we're onto something that's teaching us something much more fundamental about the nature of this circuit and what may be wrong with it in different groups of depressed patients that I think will lead to new advances in what's special about that chemistry, why that brain area, how can you apply small amounts of current all the time and not have side effects, why does it keep the depression from coming back, what does that mean about the rhythms of the brain? And suddenly an experiment that just should have worked based on our imaging has opened up a whole avenue of research about the nature of emotional circuits in the brain and how they work.